This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie, Adam just left. Told them. My three favorite people in the building. I am incredibly lucky to be great friends with all three, and I'm incredibly lucky to work at the station. And for you to take any time to listen to us, whether it is live, whether it's through a podcast. Podcast is so simple, everybody. You know, just find your Apple, your Spotify, your Odyssey, your busy, you're doing stuff, you might decide other shows are better at times, whatever it might be. Dave will give you a great chance to listen when you go listen to the Odyssey app. You punch in the Chad Hartman Show. There's individual segments, there's half hours, there's hours. It's simple to do. Also, I'd love to have you follow us at @Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. Let's get to it. RFK Jr. talking about autism yesterday.
Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are children who should not be suffering like this. These are kids who, many of them, were fully functional and regressed because of some environmental exposure into autism when they're 2 years old. And these are kids who will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. And we have to recognize we are doing this to our children.
I can't imagine for one second my family without my son, Quentin Robert Hartman, who has DIRC-1A. A genetic disorder, which includes autism. Not for one second can I imagine my life without Quentin. I don't believe RFK Jr. was going out of his way to be cruel. I do not. I think he is genuinely trying to help. I think for a highly intelligent man, he continues to layer himself in conspiracies and continues to tout things which have been disproven over and over and over and over again. He has said hundreds of times vaccines cause autism when that's been disproven over and over and over again. He is generalizing and belittling millions of individuals who are in the autism spectrum. Many of those things that RFK Jr. says in that soundbite, my son does every single day. Every day. Great friends. Someone who is a girlfriend to him. has worked in the community on jobs, is a fully functioning member of society. I got a texter that, or somebody on Twitter said, he's talking about, well, they're not members of society. What are you talking about? There is a wide variety of individuals who have autism. And I would never for one second deny the unique challenges that Quentin can bring. Those are overwhelmed by the joy, the happiness, the kindness, the intellect, the compassion, the empathy. He is the link to every one of us in our family. If more people on the planet, including myself, were more like Quentin, the world would be an immeasurably better place. So if RFK Jr. wants to have further conversations and analysis on autism in the position he is in, I understand it. I don't think for a speck of a second he's qualified for that job. I don't. I think the data is overwhelming. I think his comments are overwhelming. He has touted Wakefield and others who have been laughed at by other scientists about autism. He now, in further examining autism, has appointed someone as a part of a committee who's touted out bizarre, inane, disproven conspiracy theories. But in this case, he's generalizing in a callous way. And I don't think he was trying to be cruel. I don't, but he was. Because words matter. And what is happening already is what happens way too often with some individuals who are repeat offenders in this area, where they say something and those they employ or those who support him or her, well, they really meant this. I am certainly one at the age of 59 or Dave at 40, where have we uttered comments and have we thought, I could have cleaned that up. I could have phrased that in a more precise, appropriate, intelligent, compassionate way? Yes. But with some, it happens over and over and over again. Now, this is a show where I talk about transparency all the time. I try to be as incredibly open as possible. So I don't want to shade things. I have mentioned hundreds of times on this family that when Kathleen and I ended up getting divorced, did Quentin's uncertainty and lack of a medical diagnosis and the many health uncertainties, did that play some part in our marriage becoming more difficult and us less connected? To some level, yes. There is a high rate of divorces in families where children face health obstacles, significant health obstacles. So we ended up getting divorced. I've said so many times, among my best friends on the planet right now is my ex-wife. We talk almost every day. And yeah, we talk about Quentin. Today, she called me about 8:30. Were we talking just cute? No, we were just talking because part of me will always love Kathleen, and part of her will always love me, and we get along great. So just because we had a divorce, that didn't destroy our family. And I mentioned this last week. Quentin turned 24 last week. And I unfortunately ended up with this just awful cough. And so when Quentin was going to one of his favorite places on the planet, Dave and Buster's, I couldn't go. And it saddened me greatly. I can't tell you how many times I flew back when I was still broadcasting the Wolves in between games because I wanted to see him. I wanted to help. And I've never missed a birthday in my life. And he is my hero. He's the best person I know. He makes me better every single day. And at that birthday party was my ex-wife, was our two other sons, Hunter and Griffin, who I love every bit as much as Quentin. Every bit. Then Michael. Michael came in my life because I dated Carla for 8 years. And even though Carla and I are not together anymore, we get along great. I called her last week. There's no, like, I hate her, she hates me. No. And Michael's like a son to me. And then also that party, my girlfriend. So at that event, you know what that was? That's my family. And is it just my wife and my three kids? No, that's my ex-wife. And those are my three kids. And Michael, for my relationship with Carla. And Michelle, my girlfriend. And the other individual I dated for a long time, Jen. Jen's married, so we don't communicate like I do with Carla and Kathleen. But she's a spectacular human being who I'm told is married to a great person. And I still think the world of her two sons, Hawk and Christian, I would do anything for them. And you know the number one person who brought all of us together, to be honest, outside of just meeting Kathleen before, is Q. Q is the link. People who meet my son are more likely when they see me to ask about Quentin. About 10 minutes of the conversation, how you doing? How's Quentin? What's going on? What's he doing? And there are tens of millions of stories like that. So do I have to pay attention to Quentin? Like, he's going with his friends, by the way, socializing with his friends on Saturday for 3 hours. And he cannot wait. Because Quentin has seizures, am I going to stay there, Dave? Yeah. I'm going to stay there. Do I have to help him out a little bit in certain ways that when Dave's girls get to 24 that most likely won't? Sure. I'll do it every second. So words do matter. If we can find ways to help individuals who are on the spectrum, let's do it. Let's find ways to come together. Let's get rid of the lies about the vaccines. My son, well before he had any vaccine, was showing some cognitive challenges. And there's a wide variety. And there are some kids on the spectrum who have the health obstacles they have are significantly more than Q. And there are others who have less. But where RFK Jr. needed to lead with here was more compassion, was talking about all the great qualities that individuals can have, as opposed to generalizing about they can't do this, they can't do that. You haven't met my son, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, and you haven't met the millions of others. And in your role, if we can find a way to understand about the rates increasing outside of the fact that we just have greater awareness and that we're diagnosing people because we have that greater awareness, but if we can do something, but when you have a history of lies about this and then you say something like this to those of us who who were brought in this. Would I love if Quentin didn't face some of the cognitive challenges? Would I have loved that Quentin wouldn't have faced leg surgery for 6 months where he didn't walk? Would I love that Quentin didn't have Dirk 1A with an uncertain life expectancy? Yeah. But every single day, I know the best person I've ever met in my life and genuinely is my hero, is my son. So I find it repugnant that someone suggests that autism destroyed our family because he is what brings us together. And we all should be so lucky to have a person like my son in your life. You want to react? You can. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I know CBS talked about this. We'll keep you up to date about this shooting. Florida State University, at least four hurt, suspect in custody, FBI and local police responding. And it's just another day in America. Dave Harrigan.
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, thank God we haven't seen these headlines to this extent in a few weeks, a couple months. Yeah. I don't know what it's been, but...
Yep. The thing is, they're still happening.
Yeah.
They just haven't generated as much interest to the media. I'm not saying four shot at a major college and they're keeping it under, but if you look at multiple shootings across the country, guaranteed they're still happening.
Oh, absolutely they are. And this shooting, you know, pray to God it's right that there's only four hurt.
Yep.
Pray to God those four that are hurt survive. Well, then the news will bury it. It'll be, you know, it'll be yesterday's news by tomorrow, and we'll be done talking about it. Whereas, you know, if it were far worse, it would stick around for a little while. But, hell, you know, only four hurt, pfft, nothing.
Among the lengthy list of comments with my commentary on RFK Jr. and autism is destroying families and how essential Quentin is to every second of my life, my son with DIRK1A, and he's on the autism spectrum. Love your comments and feelings regarding autism. Just going to read a lot of text here. Have you seen the Minnesotan Avon Survivor? She's awesome and surviving. I've read about her. I've not had a chance to see it. But again, there is a member of society who is playing a role. And the idea that she's destroyed her family, again, not only inarticulate, and I don't think he's trying to be cruel, but he was. Just was. Beautifully articulated, Chad. I worked for 25 years as a psychologist at St. David's and know the blessings of children with a range of needs can bring to us. I was also best friends with my ex-wife and mother, my son, for many years until her sad death from cancer. Carry on. I'm very sorry about your loss. St. David's is one of the greatest places that this state has and how they help children. And if you want to donate to a place surrounded by empathetic, intelligent people who are the best of us, look up St. David's. Kennedy's just part of a long list of unqualified Trump picks. He is. To me, he's as unqualified as any of them for this position. Thank you, Chad, for sharing again your love of Q. Thanks for speaking out about RFK Jr.'s sad comments about those who are autistic. What a blessed family you have. I don't take my family for granted for 1 second. Chad, you're so right. You made me cry. God bless you and your families. Damn it, Chad, you're making me tear up. You have a great family. Thanks for sharing your stories. Heartfelt. I just wish Robert Kennedy listened to parents of children like yours. That's what I want a little bit out of him, Dave. I don't want him to not look at autism, this position. But I want the kind heart that he demonstrates at times, I want him to lead with it more often in this conversation. And that soundbite didn't have enough of it. You know, he said, should not be suffering. I'm never going to deny that if Quentin had the potential of the same cognitive abilities that you have, or I have, that I would turn it down. So again, he's trying to show a little empathy there, but I think from a highly educated individual. Who has the gift of vocabulary that RFK Jr. does when he wants to. This was lazy generalizing and demeaning what millions and millions of children, young adults, older adults bring to our country and to their families. That's how I felt.
I don't believe that in his comments he was saying this is every example of an autistic child, what it does to the family, what the child cannot do. That said, it certainly sounded like it, and that was, as you said, a problem. I'm sure there are families just like yours that have an autistic child that have thrived, where even if a divorce happens, as it did with you and Kathleen, you stay close, you stay friends, and things work out great. There's families as well that I'm sure had a divorce because the stresses that was put on the marriage from dealing with the challenges of an autistic child were just too much. Somebody couldn't handle it. Maybe both couldn't handle it. And maybe the divorce got ugly. Maybe it's still ugly. I don't know. There's examples all over. That's the whole point.
Sure.
You know, but just as you said, generalizing all the things he said with, you know, never playing baseball, never
my kid
using
plays,
a toilet.
Plays sports all the time.
And starting the list, for God's sake, with never paying taxes. Your boss doesn't pay taxes. I mean, if we're going to go there, let's go there. It's just
that was a really strange one to go with.
Was,
and by the way, there are millions and millions of kids and young adults and adults who have autism who pay taxes all the time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line to me, it sounded like he was just having a pity party for people with autism, for families with autism
your
in the
family. Your life is sad and pathetic.
Yes, and you
I'm
going
to try to get you shot and save you.
Yeah, you know what? It seems to me that autistic people, families with autistic children, don't want pity. They want support.
Yeah, exactly. Including from the administration, who's looking at cutting $800 billion out of Medicaid, which is going to have a trickle-down effect in that area.
Yes.
Democrats, including Keith Ellison, with fraud and in particular feeding our future. Patrick Coulican from Minnesota Reformer, they've been very good on this story. Patrick's going to join us in just moments on CCO.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.